The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
And Dustin, because a lot of people are going back to school this week and next week, give a shout out to your alma mater.
Redmond Mustangs.
The Redmond Mustangs.
Mustangs.
All right. Oh, Mustangs.
What were the color scheme for your school?
They were green and yellow.
Okay.
Nice.
Sonics. Let's go.
All right, Steve. Dustin is ready to go. So get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Dustin the Mustang has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Yes. What fruit comes in beefsteak and Roma varieties?
Tomato.
Correct. What country is home to Banff National Park?
United States.
No.
Canada.
Yes. How many Spice Girls were there?
4.
No.
5.
Yes. What fluid is stored in the gallbladder?
Bile.
Correct. Illyrophobia is the irrational fear of which domestic pet?
Cat.
Yes.
Dog.
Who played Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, shoot. Pass. I'll come back.
What decade was the first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records published?
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
No. Which planet in our solar system is the least windy?
Uranus.
No.
Mars.
No.
Saturn.
No. Which Ivy League university is located in New Haven, Connecticut?
Dartmouth.
No.
Yale.
Yes. Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Starts with an H. Shoot.
You know what? You still did very well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 you got correct here, okay. Dustin. Not bad at all.
All right. Oh, I know who it is. Dang.
Don't say it. Steve's in the room. Do not say it.
Just popped in my head.
I didn't hear anything.
Nope.
Steve,
yes.
Welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Correct. What fruit comes in beefsteak and Roma varieties?
Tomato.
Yes. What country is home to Banff National Park?
Banff. What country?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Canada.
Yes, you're right. How many Spice Girls were there?
There were 5.
There were. What fluid is stored in the gallbladder?
Urine?
No.
Bile.
Yes. Illyrophobia is the irrational fear of which domestic pet?
Illyrophobia. Cats?
Yes. Who played Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs?
I think he's a sir. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Correct. What decade was the first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records published?
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
No.
Damn
Which
it.
Planet in our solar system is the least windy?
That would be Uranus.
It would not
Actually,
be.
It's not. We know it's very windy. I'm going to go Mars?
No.
Venus.
No. Which Ivy League university is located in New Haven, Connecticut?
Yale.
Yes. With time on the clock. Steve Migs, you have defeated the Mustang 8-7.
Let's go, Clippers.
Sorry, Dustin.
Good game.
Take care, my friend.
You both went in the wrong direction with the Guinness Book of World Records. It was the 1950s.
50s, damn it.
Actually, I think it was yesterday, back in 1955, that they did the very first edition of the Guinness Book of World Records. And then the Ivy League University, oh, sorry, no, you got that one.
I got
the planet
one right.
In our solar system that is the least windy is Mercury.
Mercury.
Mercury. Congratulations on a big victory this morning,
Felt
Steve.
Felt good.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a dope feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and every day it is a treat to dive in and see what interesting things people are talking about.
It's so dope.
So dope, dog. What's in there today, Steve?
So I want to chat a little bit about the Seahawks, also the engagement heard around the world.
Who?
I don't know. And also if I ever received an apology from a guy that once hurt me.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would be a great honor to receive a voice message from you. And you can make that happen through the Odyssey app. Just open it up and look for the little microphone icon.
It's like being touched by an angel.
It really is. Steve, how is it in there this morning?
Let's talk a little Seahawks.
This is for the Daily Mix Show. I know in the past you've said that you guys aren't football experts, but...
Wait a second. We always said we are the full stop place to go when it comes to Seahawks news and information.
All action, all the time.
We know everything.
53-man roster's out. How you feeling? How excited are you for this team?
So what are you thinking?
How excited am I? Am I for this team? Yes. I'm very excited.
I know I did. I'm sure when we get closer to the start of the season, which isn't that very far away, I was going through all the upcoming games in the season, and I think I have them at like 13 wins.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
My level of optimism is through the roof right now.
And also, how excited are you for this new jersey that's supposed to be unveiled tomorrow?
Okay, so your voicemail came yesterday, but it's supposed to be unveiled today, and I just checked their social media, and all they have is still, like, the tease for it. But I'm getting very fired up to see what this jersey is going to look like.
Do you know what time they're supposed to release this information?
No, but they put up something yesterday on their social media where they had the players see the jersey and got their reaction. And here's a little bit of the audio of the players reacting to this jersey that we haven't seen yet.
We're going to lead up with this. Hey, y'all just wait on this, though.
Oh, you guys are in for a treat.
Oh, clean.
Man, this is sick. You guys crush it.
Oh, yeah. New unis, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful right there.
That's beautiful right there.
I'm, like, buzzing right now. That makes me so excited.
Guys, what if it's terrible? And we're just all sitting here just waiting for it, and then it comes out, and we're just like... Yeah.
Dude, I went online. Like, I even checked like some of those websites that are known for leaking the jerseys, and there's nothing out there. A lot of people are feeling like it might have like a newish color scheme to the vintage throwback jerseys that we are using at times.
That could be cool.
I am very curious to see what these are going to be like.
Keep refreshing all morning.
I want black and neon green, bro. I will die. I will lose my mind if that's what it is.
I might not die, but I would be
going to die.
I would go with you straight after the show to go buy one.
Yeah.
If they're black and neon green, that'd be so sick.
It's a great financial choice to make.
You want to do it with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're on a spending freeze.
We're putting it on Steve's credit card.
Oh, yeah. But wait a second. All right, next voice message. Let's see which one we got. Here we go.
I'm trying to be a good husband, and I'm trying to let my wife have this moment, but...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sounds like you're doing a great job of it so far.
So enthusiastic.
At what point can I just say, please stop f***ing telling me about how happy you are for Taylor and Travis?
What's going on in someone's household? She must be a fan.
Swifty, for sure.
Oh, I was thinking more of a Kansas City Chiefs
fan. Oh, maybe that's it.
I don't give a shit about Taylor Swift. And I mean that in that I don't give a shit if she's on NFL games. I don't care if I see her on my TV. Like, that doesn't trigger anger or an annoyance from me.
Okay, at least that's good. Because I mean, sometimes when people get worked up about that, I'm like, dude, it's like 4 seconds. Like, let's pump the brakes.
For sure.
But I'd like to just enjoy my dinner without having to talk about how happy we are that Travis and Kelsey are finally getting married.
Wait, hold on a second. Travis and Kelsey? Marrying himself or his brother?
Travis and Kelsey are finally getting married. Like, I don't know them. I don't give a shit. Just pass me the potatoes.
I would like the potatoes as well.
Sounds like a fun dinner conversation. I don't care about Travis or Kelsey getting married together.
I mean, I couldn't name 3 Taylor Swift songs, but I'm happy for her.
All right, let's go check out our next voice message.
Steve, when you wrestled in the AEW match and the wrestler... hit you in the throat to win, did he ever apologize for hurting your voice and your body? I never heard you say anything about it, but it seems like he should have said, I'm sorry.
He never said he was sorry.
Does he know you're waiting for an apology?
In all fairness, he also didn't know he really hurt me. Because at the time, I'll be honest with you, I didn't. So here's the moment. When I was on AEW, I wrestled against a guy by the name of Jake Hager, who was Jack Swagger in the WWF back in the day, WWE. Big dude. I mean, he's a massive guy. He was also, I think, undefeated in Bellator when he did MMA as well. And he's a strong guy. And he clotheslined me so hard that I lost my voice. And here's that moment.
Oh, mix. Big knee lift. Look at this guy, bro. He's crazy with the hat. See that point on?
Okay, and at the point, he was wearing this purple bucket hat. That was like his little comedic bit where I like this hat, he kept saying. And they were selling the hat and all that kind of stuff. So it was like, okay, cool. But I tried to put it on, and then he murdered me.
Steve Biggs, don't do it. You're taking your life in your own hands, Biggs.
Oh, I think. Oh, my
God. The cover, 2 and 3.
And I didn't know it hurt me at the time because I felt fine. My adrenaline was through the roof. It wasn't until later that I went with my friends to get dinner and I tried to eat a French fry and I couldn't swallow it.
No.
And that's when I was like, but in all honesty, I positive because he was a super nice guy. If I told him he hurt my throat or he hurt me, he would have felt bad.
Did you have to go be seen for it or did it just go back to normal?
Well, at the moment they were freaking out because they thought I was coughing up blood after the clothesline, but I bit my tongue when he clotheslined me. And so my tongue was bleeding and I'm like, no man, I'm good. I just bit my tongue. And they're like, okay, cool. Well, good job out there.
Master theatrics.
Why do you do this again?
For fun.
All week long, we are celebrating back to school with our friends in the men's room. So every day at 7:20, we're going head-to-head with different members of their show to see who are the star students of rock. Today, it's Migs versus Thrill.
Let's go.
Steve on Steve action at 7:20.
What?
I don't give a about Taylor Swift.
And all week at this time, we've been going head-to-head with the men's room to see who are the star students of rock. And Thrill is back with us this morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's going to be you and I this time.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Migs because I beat him.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm tapping out.
We're going to play a game called Guess the Grunt.
Guess the Grunt.
The Grunt. Because one thing we know about rock stars is that they're very good at grunting.
Does any other genre grunt as much as rock? No. I'm just thinking about
it. Hip-hop, maybe?
But do they grunt?
It's more like they're like clearing their throat before they start rapping.
Yeah, right, but it's always at the beginning.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Whereas these rock songs that we found, see, these are some of the most iconic songs that feature a grunt. They happen in the beginning, they happen in the middle, and they also happen at the end.
Rock, you're so unpredictable with your grunting.
All right, so we'll start off with Thrill. I feel like the first couple are pretty easy.
See, don't say that, man.
I think this one you're going to be able to nail in a heartbeat, because a grunt could be anything as long as it's not anything intelligent, like a word is not being spewed out.
So, like, everything that Eddie Vedder says.
Yeah, that might, spoiler alert, Eddie Vedder might be on this at some point.
All right.
Not the first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ozzy. Okay. See? I mean, come on. Right there, that's a pretty easy one, right?
Absolutely. Completely unnecessary, but it's so awesome that it's there.
Iconic.
Yeah.
And is he trying to be, like, the train conductor, like, all aboard?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I never thought about it. That might be it.
Why don't they do that on trains?
That's a good question.
That actually might freak someone out if all of a sudden you get to your stop and it's...
Yes, Prince of Darkness?
All right, Taryn. You ready for yours?
I'm ready. Is that David Lee Roth?
No. It is not David Lee Roth.
Come on, Taryn.
Here, maybe I'll give it. Thrill maybe could even steal it. Here, I'll give you another grunt from that song.
Yeah!
Oh!
I don't know.
Was that Eddie Vedder?
No.
Oh!
I'll play it one more
time. This is embarrassing.
Okay.
Ooh. Metallica.
Metallica? You think that's it?
I'm going Metallica.
Yes! Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Gotta suck at this game, too.
You know why? Because Geddy Lee doesn't grunt.
He doesn't. He just croons.
Is there a single song where Geddy Lee grunts?
Oh, not that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's not a big grunter.
Not a grunter.
All right, so back to Thrill now.
Yes.
He's already got now two of them right.
Damn.
I think I've heard that in the bathroom one. But,
yeah. Eddie Vedder.
Let's see.
Yes! And you actually gave it away to me when you said I've heard that in the bathroom, because me and Mike Hawk, every time he does that,
What, to go to the bathroom?
No, we act like we're pooping. Oh. When we're in the studio listening.
I thought you did it in the bathroom. I'm just waiting a second. Mike, are you in there? All right. Tyron, I don't think you're going to win this one, but let's see how you're going to do on this one, all right?
Oh, that's David Draymond, of course. Yes. From Disturbed.
I mean, usually people will go with this one, one of the weirdest grunts.
But yeah, yes. That's so obvious.
I love that. That's like the clearing the throat one right there.
It is.
All right, so you finally got one
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
All right, Thrill.
Oh! Jeez.
That sounded like somebody's like finishing move.
Oh, wow. And we're not that? Talking about wrestling.
That's the sound I make when I'm home alone.
good thing we're not on video after what you just did.
Oh, God, that's a good... Oh, man. I feel like I should know that, because that is a substantial...
I'd like to steal it. If
you'd
I
like
if
to
he
steal
doesn't
it.
Know.
I okay. don't know.
Is it Zach De La Roca?
Damn it. There you go.
Now, see, in the song, it sounds cool. On its own.
It sounds terrible by itself.
Killing you the name, Mom.
Okay, good. He's a little angry. All right, let's go back to Thrill, who I think, what, you have like a 4-2 lead? I've lost track.
I'm not counting.
I think I'm 3-2.
3-2, guess
if
the
I were counting.
Oh, Taryn, you thinking you know this?
Hit me again with this.
All right. I can give you a hint that this one happens at the end of a song. Which is kind of fun. We have grunts from the
Axel
beginning,
Rose?
Middle, and end. Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
It's like hawking a loogie.
That's a great clue, because Axel's not much of a grunter, but if he does, it tends to be at the end.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
He always, like he has a verbal finishing move. Whatever it's going to be, man. He can't just let a song end.
Oh, no. All right, Tanya, you want to give you one more?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
What?
We're guessing the grunt.
Can I hear that again?
Oh, what? Is that even a grunt? What is that?
I can give you another grunt from the song.
Oh, my God. Is that Michael Jackson?
No, it's a rock song.
Oh, God, it almost sounded like a Michael Jackson sound.
It does, which is unfortunate. Play that again.
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
Thrill, any guesses?
Jonathan Davis from Korn.
I'll give you guys a good hint.
All right.
Give it to your pop.
Oh, it's
Fred. Oh, no, Chili Peppers.
Shut up.
Now it sounds roasted.
Damn! I'm getting smoked out here.
They should never isolate that vocal.
No, it doesn't sound very tough. I legit thought it was Barrett saying no for a second.
It is like Michael Jackson stubbing his toe.
No. Still no.
Well, once again, we lose.
God.
You guys are terrible students.
I know. Straight to detention. In school suspension. That was the big one.
By the way, if they made school this fun, kids would learn more.
You're absolutely right. We need to learn more about grunts.
Which president grunted like this?
Oh, that's Nixon.
Obviously Nixon, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big day, Steve Miggs.
It was.
Your daughter Tatum had her first day of kindergarten, and I'm so curious to know how it went.
Not well.
All right, we're going to get the rundown on Tatum's first day after The Offspring. It was a big day for the Miggs household yesterday because it was Tatum's first day of school. You officially have a kindergartner, Steve.
Yes, we do. And we've been hyping. We've been so fired up. She's been so fired up for months about the fact that she's now a big girl and she's going to school.
And we did get this voice message about it.
How was Tatum's first day of school? Did you cry, Miggs? Did you cry a lot?
Okay, wait a second. What's going on here? Did you cry a lot?
Yeah.
Am I getting picked on?
Yeah. I cried when my kid went to kindergarten.
Okay, so did you cry a lot?
I mean, I definitely cried when Barrett did last year. How did you guys do?
Oh, Danny, did you cry when Lily went to her first day of school?
No, not really. I mean, I feel I got the picture because I wasn't there for the first day of kindergarten.
Gotcha.
But it was one of those, like, I felt emotions, but I didn't cry.
To be honest, like, we took yesterday off. I didn't think I was taking yesterday off really for Tatum, although she was fired up when I told her that Daddy's going to be able to go take her to school with Mom. She was so excited about that. So that made me feel good. I was thinking more so I need to be there for my wife.
Totally.
Because they have been, I mean, that's her mini-me. They're inseparable. Like, they're together, I mean, 99% of the time. They're always together. And so I was like, this is going to be tough for her. So we drop off Tatum. I mean, and we neither one of us cried because Tatum, it was like straight up deuces. Like, the minute we get to the kindergarten, she just goes straight into the classroom. And then, like, we had to yell, not yell at her, but like, yell, Tatum, we're leaving. And she kind of like looks back and just kind of blows a kiss. She's like, get out of here, guys. I'm here with my new friends from kindergarten. So we were just so happy. We were like ear to ear smiling. Like, this is so great. She's so happy. So then we get to the school to pick her up. Also, I haven't picked up a child from school ever, you know, so I didn't realize like the amount of security that goes on. And I get it. Sadly, in the world that we live in, like, you have to be extra cautious. So we get to the school. They have like a gate up before you could even pull into where you pick them up. And there's like a woman with a walkie talkie. Who are you here to pick up? I'm like, we're here to pick up Tatum. Parents are here for Tatum. Kindergarten. I'm like, this is crazy. It's like we're like spies. Mm-hmm. So we pull up. I'm thinking she's going to come running out. Fired up. So I pull out my phone. I'm like, this would be a cool thing to have so that, you know, we can play it back when she gets older. Like, here's the first moment when you came out of class and you saw Mommy and Daddy. So I had it recording, and this is how it went.
What's the matter, baby? What's the matter?
I just turned my phone off. I'm like, this isn't exactly how I thought it was going to go.
Oh, no.
So if you couldn't understand. Apparently, she didn't eat her snack.
Oh.
And she was having a full-on meltdown.
I would be mad, too.
Seriously. Justified.
They had a snack time. She had her snack in her bag. I guess she just must have froze under pressure and didn't go get her snack. So she's having these waterworks. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the worst day ever.
I mean, better luck today, right?
I sure as hell hope so. The Daily
Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 275 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties in 2025. Yesterday at 5:40 on the men's room, there was also a cheat sheet given out with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. That could be very helpful. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 7:50.